This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. Systemic racial discrimination in hiring is real, and it happens every day. A recent study, for example, found that applications with distinctly black names were about 10% less likely to get a call back than comparable applications with distinctly white names. Maria Granados is here to talk about how to navigate a job search as a person of color. She's a human resources coordinator at Reed College and a graduate of Portland State University. She joins us from Portland, Oregon. Well, let's jump right into it, Maria. What challenges do people of color face during a job search?
Great. One of the challenges that that people of color face during job searches, one that comes to mind, is having to explain, your changes in or your transitions in your job search, and why you've moved places. And I've had conversations with a lot of colleagues of color that, we have to be our own advocate a lot of the times and look for those opportunities. And so sometimes when employers do see those changes in positions or of employers, at times they might question it. And so that's one of the challenges. And I think a second challenge that people of color face is not seeing enough representation in your job search. And so that might discourage you as a person of color in, feeling like you belong somewhere, especially if you're not seeing that representation and those people that can speak to your experience and people who you can share identity with.
How do those challenges affect a person of color, both in their job search and their career? Questions about the frequency of or just changing positions and not seeing that representation. What effect does that have both on a person's job search and career?
Great. Yeah. So one of the things is it makes it difficult for you, to feel like you have to continue to explain yourself or, explain those transitions. And then two, it just elongates the job search process in general. Something that a job search process that might take, typically a couple of weeks might take longer, and you're having to really go out there and do your research, and find those, employers that speak to you, and speak to, your identity.
What if you're a person of color, you're getting those questions about changes that you've made in different jobs, or you don't see that representation? Will you still pursue opportunities with that firm, or will you look elsewhere?
Yeah. So having lived it, a lot of the times, it kind of lures you away a little bit, and you feel like they might be questioning, your knowledge or your experience because you've only been at certain places for a short period of time. But in quite honestly, people of color have to be, their own advocate and have to go out and look for those positions that give them those opportunities. And so really what you're doing when you're sitting and having, an interview is you're having to prove to the interviewer that, that you're able to take this opportunity, and if given to it, you are going to be able to do X, Y, and Z with it. And so, that poses a challenge versus, somebody that might not identify as a person of color, you having to justify or to really explain yourself and your experience.
What trends are you seeing, Maria, affecting people of color doing a job search? Are there fewer or more challenges these days compared to, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, I would say that it's gotten a little bit better, I would say, because we're able to have these open conversations as employers. As before, it was more taboo to talk about, you know, folks that hold different identities. And so I think now we're at this crucial point in recruiting world where, you know, you're able to have these candid conversations, but there's still that group of folks that, you know, are not ready to make that transition. And so, to answer your question, Mac, I think that it's sort of a mix right now. And so, I would say it has gotten better, but we still have a lot of work to do in that space. I'm confident that things will continue to get better as we have these conversations between employers and also, you know, employers creating more partnerships outside of just HR, right? Creating partnerships with, you know, either your diversity and equity and inclusion team that you might have. And so, you know, I'm confident that as those partnerships happen, these conversations and the experience for people of color will be a lot easier.
Well, let's talk about your recommendations for navigating a job search as a person of color. One of your first suggestions, Maria, is to find out about an employer's initiatives to promote equity. Why is this important?
Right. Yeah, this is crucial. I mean, when you think about, you know, an initiative, it's really tied to the mission and the values of the organization. And so if you're not seeing that anything is coming out of that organization, for example, one example I'll use is Reed's statement on, you know, Reed has an anti-racist statement. And so, you know, what that says is that they're recognizing racism for what it is, recognizing the expectation. And from that, a lot of initiatives come out of that. And so if organizations are not able to articulate that and recognize that and then put it into action, you know, that says a lot about the organization. It says a lot about the culture that exists, perhaps a culture that is not ready to have those candid and crucial conversations. And in effect, it does affect, you know, employees. It does affect specifically employees of color where, you know, there isn't that space for these conversations to happen.
So look for these statements when you're considering applying for a position with an employer or perhaps interviewing there. What other questions do you recommend people of color who are navigating a job search ask about an employer's initiatives to promote equity?
Yeah, so I think one important thing is to talk about, you know, what affinity groups are you know, in your organization. You know, ask, you know, what type of other organizations are there supporting, you know, and so those are two really crucial things to ask, especially, you know, those affinity groups, because those are where a lot of those conversations start, right? This is where, you know, you bring community, and from there you're able to partner outside of that affinity group to different departments in an organization. And so, I think those are two very important questions to be asking an employer.
This is terrific, Maria. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Maria Granados will continue to share her advice on navigating a job search as a person of color. Stay with us. Every job search needs a great resume. Is your resume as good as it could be? Find out what the experts think. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. You'll get practical tips to improve your resume right away. And if you don't want to rewrite your resume yourself, you can hire Top Resume to do it for you. go to maxlist.org/top resume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Maria Granados. She's a human resources coordinator at Reed College and a graduate of Portland State University. And she joins us from Portland, Oregon. Well, Maria, before the break, we were talking about navigating a job search as a person of color. And one of your first tips was to find out about an employer's initiatives to promote equity. Another idea you suggest for navigating a job search when you're a person of color is to consider the hiring process. Tell us more about this, Maria.
Yeah. So, you know, the hiring process is really where it all really begins, right? And so when you're having these conversations with employers, you know, make sure that you ask them, you know, how does the hiring process work for you? You know, ask them, do they have search committees that they put together? You know, and definitely pay attention to who is in the room when you are being interviewed. A lot of the times, if you're not seeing that representation in the search committee or in the hiring process, you know, that's usually a red flag, and that tells you a lot about you know, the thought that they put into the search. So, you know, one great example is you know, at Reed we have a very thoughtful search committee process that we have. And so, you know, we try to invite people from different departments that, you know, this person would be interfacing with. And then also people, you know, with different identities, because it allows those conversations to happen, and it allows, you know, people with different experiences to be able to, one, share their personal experience, to, you know, bring in a different lens in the recruitment. And so being able to ask those employers, you know, both directly and also, you know, take a moment to just observe their process, you know, is really important and is really key to, you know, really set up the stage for, you know, what to expect in an organization.
You mentioned a lack of representation in the hiring process being a red flag that you should pay attention to. What are some other red flags that you should keep an eye out for, Maria?
Yeah, another red flag, I think, and just in general in the hiring process, is how accessible is the hiring process itself, right? Are they putting a bunch of loops, you know, for you to have to go through, or hoops, I guess I should use, for you to go through? Or is it a search process that's, you know, that's inclusive, right? That, you know, is open to being able to accommodate different needs that you might have, and just making the overall process both efficient, thoughtful, and also without so many barriers. And so that sometimes can be a challenge at times, right? Especially when you have a search committee with having to deal with people that, you know, are on different timelines. And so, but if you're able to streamline that and really focus on, you know, creating that great experience for candidates, especially, you know, candidates of color, making things a lot more accessible, you know, it's going to pay off. And so as a candidate, if you're not seeing that, you know, it's also another red flag.
What about in interviews? Are there any missteps that you should keep an eye out for or pay attention to when you're navigating a job search as a person of color?
Yeah, I would say one of them is just lack of, if you're seeing lack of follow through from the employer and not checking in with you, even if they're still in that process of interviewing people, if they're not checking in with you and keeping you engaged, I think that's a huge misstep, and something that employers do sadly too often is you know, just not being communicative with the candidate. And so, you know, not just you know, not just specifically for people of color, but really all candidates in general. It's when employers do that, it just tells them, you know, the story it tells the candidate is that they really don't care, or they're just not being, you know, they're just not interested in me, or they're not being considerate of my time. And so that's one thing that I can see being a misstep in your interview.
Another suggestion you have for navigating a job search as a person of color is to ask the employer about professional development opportunities. Tell us more about this, Maria. Why is this important?
Yeah, this I think is the heart of the heart of it. I think that if employers are not upfront and are not as transparent in what professional development looks like as a, you know, any candidate, then at that point, I think you need to walk away, right? Professional development is key for anybody, but specifically for people who historically, it's been a challenge for them to be recognized for promotions, for opportunities. And so I think as a candidate, it is super important for you to be very candid with your prospective employer and ask them, what does professional development look like? Not just to the hiring manager, but, you know, I hope that during that interview process, you have some alone time with the team, but also ask them, what does professional development look like? Is it built into your budget? How do you access it? Is it something that, you know, is open to everybody? You know, how inclusive is the process of professional development? You know, is it left to the discretion of the manager? Is it, you know, an organization-wide policy or expectation that you're given this opportunity for professional development? So I think those are very important questions to ask. And but my recommendation is for candidates to ask that specifically to your team, for them to give their experience of what professional development is like.
Why do you recommend talking to the team about this in addition to the manager? Why is that valuable?
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of those answers that they'll give you are going to be more raw answers. They're going to be more candid answers. You know, sometimes, you know, having your manager there, you may or may not be able to be as candid as you'd like to be, you know, just for, you know, maintaining the integrity of the search and being able to hire somebody. So you might say what they want to hear. Right. And so, but I think it's important to know their experience, right? Because they're the ones that are doing the work. They're the ones that are living that experience, you know, as a staff or as an employee in an organization. And so I think that their experience is very valuable to you as a candidate. And so one example I'll use is during our search process, we carve out some time for the candidate to have lunch with the team. And so I think the opportunity where it's sort of that offline opportunity to ask those questions where there's really no right or wrong answer to ask at that point, because you're not technically interviewing at that point. You're more conversation. And so, that's another recommendation I have.
Another tip on your list of ways to navigate a job search as a person of color is to find out about an employer's community partnerships. And you mentioned this a little bit, you touched on this in the first segment, but tell us more about community partnerships. Why do they matter? And what kind of partnerships are most important?
Yeah, so I'm gonna speak again to those affiliate groups, right? So you know, or organizations that they might donate to, that they might have partnership with, such as, you know, a volunteer opportunity at a certain organization. And so if those organizations speak to you and they support historically marginalized communities, that says a lot. That says that they recognize and they want to be able to provide support to those organizations. So, and you know, one thing that I can think of is, like, you know, does your organization, for example, partner with like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce? If you're somebody that holds that identity, you know, there might be opportunities for you to, one, you know, maybe network with those people and get their experience. But two, it goes back to that recognition piece, right? So a lot of the times, there's a saying that, you know, like minds. And so, you know, organizations that partner with other organizations, they have very similar mission and values. And so again, that's another opportunity for you to see how inclusive your prospective employer is. You know, are they recognizing needs? Are they providing support to people that hold similar identities as you?
Well, Maria, it's been a terrific conversation. Now tell us, what's next for you?
Yeah. So what's next for me? You know, continuing to support, you know, Reed in initiatives that they have specifically, you know, from an inclusive standpoint. You know, we have a lot, we've done a lot of great work, but we need to continue to do a lot more great work. And so some of the things that, that we're working in our office, are having, you know, more partnerships with different affinity groups on campus to be able to have those conversations. And then also, just being able to, continue my passion is in recruiting. So continuing to streamline that recruiting process to, you know, make it more accessible for people of color, and yeah, so that's what's next for me, to continue to focus on that.
Well, that's wonderful. I know, Maria, listeners can learn more about you by visiting your LinkedIn page. We'll be sure to include a link to your LinkedIn page both in our newsletter and our website article. And if they do reach out to you, I hope they'll mention that they heard you on the show. Now, Maria, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about navigating a job search as a person of color?
I would say be your own advocate. I would say, you know, from experience, in this crazy world of you know, endless job opportunities, especially now in this time that we're in, is you need to be your own advocate as a person of color. You need to ask those candid questions. You need to be gracefully unapologetic, and really press employers for that information that you're looking, because at the end of the day, we spend more time at work than we do at home. And so that would be my words of wisdom to our listeners.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Gregory Heller. He's the Senior Associate Director of MBA Career Management at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington. Do you struggle with promoting yourself when you talk to a hiring manager? Gregory says if you want to stand out from your competitors, you need to understand and tell employers what you do best. Join us next Wednesday when Gregory Heller and I discuss how to talk about your strengths in a job interview. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kisselenberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Matt Pritchard. See you next week.